The Dark Rainbow. What do you want, Lando? Lance Alexander snapped at his boss, the owner of the newspaper he worked at. Lando had been loitering suspiciously around Lance's desk all day. I need to see you in my office, said Lando. Come with me. Lance followed him and closed the door of Lando's office. What do you want? Another murder victim statement for the paper? Asked the son of the Reaper King. Lance had been known to kill and then interview his victims' souls for an article for Lando's paper. He killed not for Lando but for Fate, his overall boss, but as Lando was blackmailing him, so he did the articles. The sword hanging over his head was the threat to tell the police who he was. Lance was the necromancer, he was Fate's Dark Avenger. No. Nothing to do with you. Have you read anything curious in the paper lately? Asked Lando. No, been too busy to read anything lately, said Lance. Oh. It's bad for business not keeping up with the news, said Lando. It's not my business, Lance said. It is now, Lando said, taking a paper from the desk, handing it to Lance. What? Said Lance, not sure what he was supposed to be looking at. What do you see? Lando asked. The editorial by you ranting about the coronavirus lockup, said Lance. Not that. Do you see anything else? Lando huffed frustratedly. Letters to the editor, the usual whackers trying to be noticed, said Lance. Yes then, do any sound familiar? Asked Lando. The Trump complainer? Said Lance. No. Snapped Lando, pointing at an article. The death of John Freeman, the actor. I saw that in the news. It's sad but not strange, Lance said. Look at the date when this was published, Lando demanded. 4th of May, said Lance, puzzled. He died this morning. It's the 8th of May, said Lando. I know, saw Dad at the morgue. He told me how he died. He was hit by a car crossing the road, said Lance. Yes, someone knew it would happen 4 days ago. Are you now committing hits and runs now? Lando asked. I'm not that careless. People can identify cars easily, said Lance. I had to ask. He looks dangerous like you, said Lando. Yes, but I don't boast, said Lance. True. I saw the name and thought he might be you or someone related to you, said Lando. Do I look like a person who'd call himself Paracelsus? Asked Lance. No, not pretentious enough a name for you, Enchanter, said Lando, who saw Lancelot the Enchanter a very pretentious name. The Enchanter being Lance's superhero name. You may have a point, said Lance. Of course I do. You are very pretentious, said Lando. No, his name is Drax too. He may be one of my race. He calls himself Drax, my last name too, said Lance. Knock. Knock. Said a goth-looking teenage boy tapping on the glass door of Lando's office. Lando looked at him as if he was weird. Who is that? Asked Lando. Lance opened the door and let the boy in and closed the door after him. Hello, Junior. Said Lance to the boy. Who is that, Dracula Jr.? Asked Lando. No, he's my son Jr., Lance said. Same thing, Lando said coldly. Lance glared at Lando. What brings you here, boy? Asked Lance. Granddad, said Jr., looking at a man in black on the other side of the closed door. Oh, so the King of Darkness is here too, said Lando, seeing the man walking in the office. The man frowned at him. What do you want, Mortimer? Asked Lando when the man had closed the door. Go write an editorial, King, snapped the man in black. Haven't you got corpses to judge? Snapped back Lando. Blake Alexander Drax laughed grimly. What brings the Lord of the Dead to my office? Asked Lando. A letter from hell, said Blake, the King of the Grim Reapers. What? Said Lando, perplexed. Blake straightened his glasses, which weren't falling off. It was a habit of his when he wore glasses, which he did sporadically. Then why are you coming to me? Asked Lando. The police sent me to ask you who Paracelsus Drax was. He foretold a man's death, said the local coroner Blake.
Oh, so the police noticed it too, said Lando.
It was hard not to notice, said Blake. Lance looked nervous as he hadn't got it till not long ago. Junior squirmed as he realized that the police thought he was a murderer. He had a vision of death and posted a warning in the paper.
Are you two all right? Asked Blake, seeing they were unnerved.
Lance looked at his son.
Junior? Said Lance. Junior disappeared in a black cloud and he was gone.
What's with the black cloud? Asked Lando, more surprised by the black cloud than the boy disappearing into thin air.
He's become a bit gothic and dramatic, said Lance offhandedly.
Funny I didn't notice, he just looks like one of his family, said Lando.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
Lance said humorlessly. Blake rolled his eyes.
Junior is a teenager, he's having emotional problems, Blake said.
I thought he was the Prince of Darkness, being your son and grandson, said Lando laughing.
Blake said offended. Why would our being Reapers make him a goth? Asked Lance.
What would the child of a serial killer and grandson of the Angel of Death be like?
Mr. Happy? Said Lando, smiling darkly, knowing he hit a nerve.
I am not the Angel of Death, snapped Blake.
Serial killer? Snapped Lance, offended too.
I hear you are a banshee at your hospital, they call you Dr. Death, said Lando, trying to bait Blake more.
Silence. A voice in the room said.
What the hell?
Who, how?
Oh, she's one of you, said Lando, who felt as if his mind was being manipulated.
I am the Enchantress, said the owner of the voice materializing.
One of them? Lando said.
Hello, handsome, said the Enchantress, seeing Lando.
Not him, girl, said Lance.
Don't worry, Lance, she's not my type, I'm not a cradle snatcher, said the 23-year-old Lando. She was 18.
Welcome to hell? Blake said, glaring at his granddaughter, who he knew was fated to be Lando's wife when she was older. It always disturbed Blake, the knowledge.
She's a bit of a flirt, said Lance, wishing she wasn't.
Kreese, why are you here to romance the Antichrist? Asked Blake.
No, I was sent here by Uncle Tempus, said the Enchantress.
Kreese? Wait, your brother is Tempus, you're his daughter Christine, said Lando, wheels turning in his head.
Oh my god.
What did Tempus want? Asked Blake.
He told me to stop you from arguing.
He didn't say how or why, said the Enchantress.
The meddler. He's playing matchmaker now, said Blake.
He said Mr. King was winding you up and something about a fixed point in time, whatever that is, said Christine, watching Lando.
He would bring up that fixed point thing, Blake said, frustrated.
Well, you stopped arguing, Christine said.
Can't expect well-adjusted scion from you two, said Lando.
Hey! Snapped Christine, looking rather offended.
Elsewhere, Junior was wandering through a forest in the mountains nearby Lost. He was having a nightmare while he was awake and having a splitting headache. He saw an unknown killer murdering his girlfriend Becky Morticia Adamson. He called to her and screamed, seeing her blood on his hands.
How did you get in here, Lance? This place is all locked up, you just can't be here, said Morticia to Junior, who just appeared in her room impossibly.
Tish, I am here to protect you, said Junior.
From what, the night? She asked.
No, I had a vision, said Junior.
You know visions aren't real. Why are you crying?
Morticia said, noticing Junior was crying.
No, mine are real. I wish they weren't.
I saw you die, said Junior, choking on his tears.
How did you get in here? She asked.
I am not as human as I look, said Junior.
Are you a vampire? Asked Morticia in awe of him.
Why do they always call me a vampire? Moaned Junior. Oh, sorry, said Morticia.
I'm an alien, said Junior.
Oh, one of them, said Morticia, not so impressed as she would have been if he was a vampire.
I'm a necromancer, said Junior.
Are you the necromancer? She asked.
Why do people always think because I'm a necromancer that I am the necromancer? Do I look like a killer? Asked Junior.
Actually, yes, she said. He looked like a vampire emo in black and white makeup.
I don't bite, said Junior, or kill for that matter either.
How did you get your vision anyway? Asked the goth girl very disinterestedly, playing with bones or killing a chicken?
You make me sick at the mere thought of what you think of me. I materialized in a forest and while I tried to find where I was, I got a migraine and I saw someone murdering you as I watched. Then I saw your blood on my hands, Junior said, bawling his eyes out.
The door of her room opened. Lance Junior, you are not allowed in here, snapped her father, seeing him.
Nothing happened. I'm here to protect her. I had a vision of somebody murdering her, said Junior.
She is safe here, said her father.
No, Gabriel, they will break in and kill her, said Junior.
I can protect her, said Gabriel Adamson.
No, you can't, said Junior, you will be sleeping.
Visions aren't real, you are just making an excuse to be here, said the father.
No, chicken, this is no lie, I have visions of things I don't want to be real, Junior said, deaths, disasters, and murders.
Now why would you see dark visions? Asked the Super Zero known as the Masked Chicken.
Gabriel was a sorcerer who didn't practice magic and accident waiting to happen. Adamson was his human name, his true name was Gabriel Drac.
I don't know, lied Junior, he suspected it was an inheritance from his ancestors who a few were Reapers.
His uncle Tempus had a similar gift, he saw future and past, but Junior saw only the bad yet to come.
But he could not tell the chicken that.
Go, Lance.
Now, said the chicken.
Why are you calling my dad a chicken? Said Morticia.
He's a rude boy, said the chicken shortly.
Yeah?
He's a coward, said Junior, realizing she didn't know who he was.
Leave by the door, Lance, said the chicken.
Okay, I'll go, said Junior, walking out the door.
You are grounded, little lady, snapped the chicken.
If you come back the way you came, it will be the last time you see her, threatened the chicken.
Junior left and went home.
Later, Lance Sr. tried to find out what was wrong with his son other than his being a goth. He'd been acting as if something was wrong which he could not talk about.
What's wrong, boy?
You have been acting like you were walking on glass without shoes all day, Senior said.
Nothing is wrong,
Junior said too quickly for it to be true. Junior glanced at a clock for the 1000th time in an hour again.
Senior frowned and walked over to his son and hugged him.
Junior pushed him away.
What is it, my boy? Asked Senior.
Nothing, said Junior, turning away from his father.
You are behaving as if something is happening, said Senior, walking to his son.
I can't tell you. You will only think I'm mad, said Junior, disappearing without a cloud.
Moments later at the Adamson house.
Tish, Junior called, there was no reply.
He walked to her bed to wake her, she was sleeping.
He touched her shoulder to shake her lightly.
His hand felt wet.
Morticia, he said.
She didn't stir.
He panicked.
The light turned on.
You, snapped her father.
Junior saw she was dead, not sleeping.
Someone had hit her with a heavy object.
You killed her, said Mr. Adamson, using his sorcery to restrain Junior from moving.
Renard, he's a good boy, he wouldn't hurt a fly, said Senior later in the office of his great-uncle, the sergeant of the local police station.
I know that, said Renard Xander Drax, but he said she would die and was found with her blood on him.
He was with me when she died, said Senior, thinking the truth sounded lame.
That excuse again, Lancelot. It's getting old, said Reynard, frowning as he picked up and straightened the pages of the case file. Senior saw his son's mugshot. He looked like a frightened vampire. Senior felt sorry for his son. The evidence says he's guilty, said Reynard. I'm sorry, Lance. Junior, what were you thinking of? You don't kill someone you know like that. Were you trying to get caught? Dad always says you don't stay on the scene of a crime long if there are witnesses around, Christine said. I didn't kill anyone, said Junior, who was in the magician-proof cell with his sister. Why were you there then? She asked. To save Tish, said Junior, but I was too late. Becky wasn't killed by you? Asked Christine. No, I had a vision of her death. I didn't plan to kill her, get disturbed and come back to kill her, and why would I tell her father she would be murdered? Said Junior. True, that would be insane, said Christine. Was that vision story true? Sadly, yes, I had another one. I wrote a letter to the editor and Dad's paper, and it happened about a week later. The police think I did a hit and run, said Junior. You don't even drive, said Christine. No, I don't, said Junior. Who do you think killed them? Asked Christine. Never knew the only person who would know would be Uncle Tempus, said Junior. I'll video the pool of time with the killings if I'm allowed to, said Christine. Thank you, Junior said. Later, a dimension away. Lance, it's true your son is having dark premonitions, said Junior and Christine's Uncle Tempus to his brother. He thinks you can help clear his name, Tempus, said Lance Senior. Easily, said Tempus, but the court may not take the pool of time as evidence. They will need to prove the guilt of the hit and run diver and the murderer independently. Can we video the people doing the crimes? Asked Senior. You should go there and take a video of the crimes. On the crime scenes at the time of the crime, said Tempus. Good idea, said Senior. Just don't be seen, said Tempus. Got the camera ready? Asked Christine. Yes. Here comes the car, said Lance Senior. They went silent and Senior recorded the hit and run. They saw the driver and the aftermath. Then they walked into a swirling vortex and appeared in a dark room lit by the pale moon. There was a body in a bed snoring. Becky's sleeping, said Christine quietly. Yes, whispered Senior. There was a noise outside. Should we save her? Asked Christine in her father's head. Your uncle already told us we can't, it's a fixed point in time, said Senior in her head. The camera is recording. The window opened. A man crawled in the window. Oh, said Morticia, seeing the man shining his torch. He shone it at her. The man walked to her and clubbed her head with his torch. She dropped dead. The man left, closed the window, and Junior appeared. Tish? Morticia, the door opened and the light turned on. You, the chicken said. Dad? Kreese? Why are you here? Said Junior in their heads, seeing them. Oddly, the chicken could not see them. We're clearing your name, said Senior in Junior's head. Only you can see us, said Christine in his head. Did you kill her? Asked Junior in their heads. No. We couldn't save her either. This is a fixed point in time, Senior replied in his head. We videoed the murder, said Christine in his head. This chicken is a strong sorcerer. I can't move, said Junior in their heads. They stayed with him till the police dragged Junior away. Hey, how did you get the videos? No one saw you there, said Reynard. When he was shown the evidence by Blake. Mort said he had a Reaper record them for you, said Blake, and they gave it to me on an SD card. That clears Lancelot's son. I think there is enough evidence for the chicken to forgive him too, Reynard said.